It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Well, this weekend I found out that 9-year-olds have a lot of energy.
Yeah, you're out entertaining your nephew.
Well, it was his 9th birthday last week, and I kind of surprised him at his birthday supper with Grandma and Grandpa on Friday. And as we were leaving, he hopped in my pickup and said he wanted to spend the weekend with me.
Okay.
Well. All right. So, he's 9-year-olds have a lot of energy.
Try a 4-year-old. That's even more so.
Well, there was a 3-year-old nephew that was very jealous of his brother getting to hang out with Uncle Josh. So,
well, his time's coming. Right?
His time's coming.
Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Jerome Paul Anderson. Jerome was born on September 3rd, 1927, at Gary, South Dakota. Passed away on April 22nd, 1997. He entered active duty in Minneapolis on November 8th, 1945, in the United States Navy. Was honorably discharged on November 3rd, 1947, at San Diego, California. During his service, he served aboard the USS Anderson, which was a destroyer, the USS Sylvania, which was a cargo ship, and also the USS Sutherland, which is another destroyer during World War II, and he earned the World War II Victory Medal. So thank you, Jerome, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yep. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the topic of discussion today, Washington Post came out with an article that fails to portray how the VA upholds promises to veterans. You're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this article is comes from the American Legion National Commander Dan Wiley, questioning VA control and benefits outrageous. The American Legion put out a press release on November 8th in response to this article from the Washington Post. I haven't been able to read that Washington Post because every time I try and find it online, I have to subscribe.
Yeah, right. You have to subscribe to those.
So. Yeah, and I'm not going to subscribe to the Washington Post just so I can read an article. American Legion, the other veterans organizations, including VFW and the Disabled American Veterans, also put out responses, but for the length of the response, I went with the American Legion one. American Legion National Commander Dan K. Wiley issued a following statement following the story in the Washington Post entitled How Some Veterans Exploit $193 Billion VA Program Due to Lax Controls, which was published on October 6th. This is all quotes from the National Commander, Dan Wiley. So, millions of men and women have served our nation with pride, honor, and sacrifice. As a nation, we promise to provide for them, care for their injuries, and support their families. It's the least we could do for our nation's honorable veterans. This outrageous story in the Washington Post fails to accurately portray how the Department of Veterans Affairs upholds our nation's promise to veterans. Now, I always refer to the Department of Veterans Affairs as the Department of Defense's warranty department. You injure yourself while you're serving in the Department of Defense, Department of Veterans Affairs will fix you up and take care of you. Keep in mind that not all veterans' injuries are obvious as missing limbs, severe burns, or scarred skin, but countless veterans endure those ailments. The highly inflammatory article misconstrues a range of service-connected injuries and illnesses that veterans endure, and that VA provides a much-needed resources to treat. Among them, post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, military sexual trauma, cancers from burn pits and other toxic exposures, moral injuries, and more. The Post paints a one-sided, unbalanced view of the entire veteran population based on a few cases of veterans wrongly defrauding VA. Just as it's wrong for veterans to take advantage of the system, it is wrong for the Washington Post to target veterans who have earned their benefits. While the Post is manipulating the truth, the American Legion continues to do what it does best, serve our veterans as we have since World War I heroes came home. As the nation's largest veteran service organization, we will continue to fight for the benefits our nation's heroes earned while they swore to protect our nation and their lives. End quote. So, like I said, the VFW and the Disabled American Veterans have also put out responses to the Washington Post article on their websites, which can be found at vfw.org and dav.org. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I left that number out for you this
you
week.
You did. Thank you very much. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, lower level of the courthouse.
Still green, pretty green after that rain this weekend.
Yeah, how much rain did we get?
About a half an inch in town here.
Oh, really? I know it sure pooled on the tonneau cover of my pickup, but...
Kind of washed the bugs off my window.
Yeah. And 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I'll be in and out of the office this week for some meetings. I'm going to be on vacation all of next week. I've got some projects around the house that need to be done before the fall, before the snow falls. I reached out to my neighbors in Chippewa County and Swift County, and they said I can put their numbers out there. Chippewa County is 320-269-6419, or Swift County is 320-842-5271. And that'll be on my voicemail. But this is next week. I'll be on vacation. So we'll
How about today? I didn't catch you. Did you say you're open Columbus Day into
yes,
Indigenous people?
Yes,
day
we
today?
Are open today.
Okay. Right.
You know, some federal holiday, so some federal offices won't be open. Well, some aren't anyways because of the shutdown. But
courthouse is open today. Then
courthouse is open today. So
okay.
Yeah, as far as I know, a lot of vehicles are there and a lot of employees'
office,
vehicles
I think
there.
Some of the banks are closed. Things. So
yeah. Yep.
All right. Okay, well, it sounds good, Josh. We'll catch you by the magic of radio next week.
Radio magic, as usual.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Josh Benega with another edition of Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Thanks for tuning in. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.